Clemon Wilcox counts how long she's lived in the Midwest by the number of winters, not years. This is her 13th. In her native Columbia, there are just two seasons, the rainy season and the windy season. That's one thing she misses about her home country.
It is wonderful when you know that you can have a party in 2 weeks and it's not going to snow.
Wilcox grew up in Pareda, a city of about 600,000 in the foothills of the Andes. It's known for its coffee beans. As a child, she liked to tear things apart and put them back together just to see how they worked. Speaking at a suburban Des Moines sandwich shop, she says she was naturally drawn into technical fields, even though there weren't many other women in her classes.
I was told when I was growing up, my advisor in school said, go to anything but engineering. And I was like, why? And because it was my nature.
She completed a 5-year engineering degree at a public university in Columbia. Then, instead of settling into marriage and work, she decided it was time to explore. She headed off to the States, unable to speak a word of English.
I spoke really softly, which is what we do when we come here because we are afraid of making mistakes. And when we do that, people say, what? And they don't say what because they don't understand us, but because they cannot hear us.
She immersed herself in English by taking ELL classes, watching TV, going to movies, listening to pop songs, and paying attention to conversations. She eventually married a guy she met in Des Moines, but doesn't credit that event with speeding up her language learning.
When people say, oh, well, it's easy for you because you are married to an American, and I always say, yes, I just sleep next to him, and then the English comes to my brain. No. I work really hard, and I work every day.
Her background as an engineer, however, was not translating into jobs in the U.S. She couldn't get past the interviews.
When I came here, on top of being a woman, a black woman with very strong looks, I had an accent, and I wasn't from here. My culture wasn't from here, so that made it really hard.
So she started to market herself as a bridge between two cultures, American and Hispanic. She owns a company called Everything Spanish. She works to connect U.S. companies to a large market she believes business people cannot ignore.
There are 50 million people in the United States that self-identified as Hispanics.
It's a new company, and she says it will take time to grow. In the meantime, she hasn't abandoned her first love, engineering. She volunteers to encourage young women to take up science and math and offers herself as a role model.
Just showing up with my looks and with my accent gives them a hope.
She tells kids nothing has been easy for her since moving to the U.S., a different language, a different culture. But she assures them she has never let a few obstacles stand in her way. In Des Moines, I'm Rob Dillard, Iowa Public Radio News.